Hey y'all, this is Yamaya the Colorist. You are tuned in to my audio journal where I share my real life experiences and perspective via podcast. It is titled Gratitude and Intentional Living. I'm just sharing my perspective and experiences with you guys. Today is Thursday, October 3rd, and yeah, you can find me as Yamaya the Colorist on most social media platforms. This will be brief and straight to the point. I want to talk about fear and regret. I've been allowing the emotion of fear to rule my life, and the evidence is in my regret. I look back to 10 years ago, 5 years ago, shit, a year ago, and honestly, I'm filled with regret. I think it's easier to live with no regrets of the past when you're living a fearless life in the present. I'm gonna say that again. I think it's easier to accept your past and let go of the regret when you are no longer living in fear. And just recently, I realized that the feeling of regret had consumed me. And so I asked myself questions like, how did I end up here? Shit, how do I regret most of my adult life? And it came to me, I created this life of regrets because I chose to succumb to fear. Like having ideas and desires and wanting to do certain things and not executing or not doing has created the miserable feeling of regret and emotional discomfort. And why haven't I executed? And it's fear. Fear of what? Fear of looking crazy, whatever that even means, or fear of failing. Just fear. And then I also developed perfection paralysis, which is basically fear, just prolonging or putting something off because it's not perfect. And on yesterday, I felt so frustrated and stuck. And then I'm asking, why are you saying you feel stuck? And what does that even mean? And I'm having real dialogue with myself on yesterday. So I'm feeling stuck because I want to move or progress, but I'm still in the same position. So it resulted in me feeling stuck. And in reality, shit, I was stuck. I had ideas stuck in my head, and I wasn't or hadn't acted on any of them. And it was showing up in my life as emotional pain and regret. And on last night, in my misery and tears, I chose to allow myself to feel the fear of failing. Hear what I'm saying. I embraced the feeling that I had been rejecting, which was causing me not to act or even begin. So I allowed myself to feel it. And I told myself that I'm going to do this anyway. And moving forward, I'm going to do it in my fear, in my tears. And I'm aware that this is something deep-rooted, and it's a generational thing that I've noticed in my family. But for this podcast's sake, I'm going to just keep it surface. I'm going to act even in my fear. Y'all, that's all I got. But thank you for listening. Again, I'm Yamaya the Colorist. You can find me as Yamaya the Colorist on social media platforms. Feel free to send me a message, like this, share this. Again, this is my audio journal. I'm not a specialist or in anything aside from hair color. But I'm aware that me sharing my experiences has the power to aid in someone else's journey. And me sharing my experiences creates like a feel-good thing for me. I can listen to things that I've recorded previously. Like, okay, I did that, knocked that out, did that. And it feels good. It creates a timeline for me. If you enjoyed this, share it. And yeah, I just want to be transparent with y'all. I know sometimes it seems like it's effortless, and that's pretty cool to look like you just do things with ease, but I'm afraid, and I'm okay with saying that, but I'm gonna do it anyway. And the other ideas that I have, I'm gonna do it anyway, even in my fear. So until next time, y'all, thank you for listening.